Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers. On a repeat button, apparently. It seems like we started a couple minutes ago and we had some technical difficulties, and what we're doing is starting again at the very beginning. And what the topic is today is we are talking about the process of ascension, basically, and in particular, what is going to happen or is in the process of happening on a cellular level, the very basic formation of life, you might say. And one of the things that you hear a lot is that our cells are turning to crystalline. And we accept that in a certain sense, but I don't believe we really question that. What does that mean? Our cells are turning crystalline. What is happening to the cell? And what effect does this have to the ascension process? What is happening on this very basic level of the cell? I became interested in this particular topic through conference calls that we had with Archangel Michael discussing this. Also, the book Viva Papa. Pope John II has given a very remarkable study about earth changes and about this particular topic. And also Mother Mary, because she is very involved with ascension, and the information that is being disseminated has been discussing this also. And I want to bring forth some of this information. I think a good place to start is in the scientific community. And what I mean by that is, what does science say about the human cell and how it replicates, or what happens when the cell divides? You know, it's very important to us health-wise that the cells continue to divide, or else if they don't, that is really what is considered to be aging. And one of the processes or one of the abilities when we ascend, when we get to a higher vibrational level, is the fact that we will not be aging. Not only will we not be aging, according to Archangel Michael and these other masters, we will actually be reversing the aging process. So this is of utmost importance to us. So there is a scientist by the name of Leonard Hayflick. Yes?
Oh, hi, Carolyn, this is Lila.
Hi, Lila.
Hi, honey. You know, I've been trying to get you on my computer, but for some reason our computer is not getting any sound, so we haven't been able to hear you.
I don't know what you're saying. Are you still there? Are we connected or what?
I guess we are. You told me to shut down my browser, whatever that is.
Well, I can't answer that, Lila. That's something
I know.
That you
well, anyway, yeah. Can you tell me what your subject is today? Because I can't hear.
We are. If you look in. So we're talking about the very basic element of the cell and the way in which the cells divide. Now, we're talking about a gentleman by the name of Leonard Hayflick. And in 1961, he discovered something of great importance. And what that is that the cell can only divide a certain amount of times, roughly 50 times, before dying. This is what aging is, my friends, is in an organ, the cells, after they divide this number of times, the cells die, and there are less cells in an organ, so the organ has a limited span of life. And it has to do with what is called the telomere. if you're really interested in this topic, I suggest that you do a search on the internet. There's a tremendous amount of information about it. Hayflick is the gentleman's name. The Limit, or Cellular Aging, has all to do with the topic that we're talking about, which I think is of great importance. So on each cell, there is a telomere that each time the cell divides, a piece of this breaks off. And after this number of times of dividing, the cell dies. As I said, we then age. Now, according to the masters, when we get to the point that all of our cells become crystalline, and we're going to discuss this a little bit, the cells do not die. They continue to replicate. Not only do they continue to replicate, but there is a healing process. There is a process in the sense that those cells that have died will be able to be healed, in a sense, will be able to regenerate those cells. It is the reason behind how the physical body is going to heal. So let's talk a little bit about that. I have no place to go with regards to science because they're not discussing the crystalline form of a cell. We're not getting any information from the scientific end as on this process. So I have to go to those masters like Mother Mary and Archangel Michael and Yeshua to give me an explanation of what we're talking about. We've learned this through our conference calls and questions that I have asked of the masters. So, crystalline, what does it mean? What I'm told is basically it is the shape of the cell that is changing. And it is changing in such a manner that it can hold more light. We get an idea of that, crystal, light-bearing. So the shape is changing. And what we have learned from individuals who work with us, like Master Kasumi, who also was known as Pythagoras in the past, if you think of a triangle with the base of the triangle facing one another, some call that a holon, that this is the shape that the cells are changing. And hopefully someday we'll have some scientists who will be able to actually see this in a telescope. It's not a telescope, a microscope. I mean, I can see this as a possibility. Someone along the line is going to get this idea, and they're going to see this in a microscope. Those who can see into the body presently are seeing this change in the cells. And according to those who are able to see this change, they can see that even though some of the cells are making this change, all are not. And what we're told is that once all of these cells are changed, it is then that this whole process of dying cells ceases. This is extraordinarily exciting, my friends, because what this means is as we move through this process, we're going to start to look younger. Interestingly, what Mother Mary talks about is after the cells change and the next step then is to heal or to bring forth those cells that have died, to have organs in the skin completely revitalized. He says something very fascinating. This will be done through love. And it is because love is the new energy that has come into this planet. On some of our conference calls, Lord Metatron discusses this. And by the way, we do have three conference calls with Ford Metatron that you can attend. And you can sign up for those at www.metatronminutes.com. And I suggest that you do this. He talks about this also, that to manifest, and this is manifest anything that we want today, whether it is prosperity, whether it is health, we have to be completely aligned to the love emotion, loving ourselves, loving others, loving everything that is around us. And it is this emotional energy of love that is the only thing that is going to be supported on this planet, because it is the new energy that has recently come in. And so to heal our bodies, to reverse aging, we must be love-centered. Exciting news, isn't it? So just to repeat this, if we are not love-based, if we are not centered in the love energy, our bodies will continue to age. But if we can change our focus to love, our bodies are going to not only stop the aging process, but to reverse that process. I think that's extraordinarily remarkable. So the next thing that we have to do considering this, and I think this is extremely important, is to learn how to look within and actually watch these processes that are going on within our physical body. And we are being taught how to do this. I know there are people out there already who can see into the human body. And I would like to encourage you by saying that this is something we can all attend to. We can all learn how to do this. Archangel Michael, in one of his conference calls, started the process of teaching us how to do this. And he suggested that we start with the human heart, because we've seen a lot of diagrams of the heart. We've seen in videos or movies how the heart pumps blood through the system. And in the beginning, to imagine that, in other words, you put your consciousness into the heart area. And if you can't see the heart, well, you imagine it, you intuit it, and you work with this until you get to the point where you're actually starting to see the processes within the body. And so in the very beginning, you intuit or imagine the heart beating. You intuit or imagine the breath that you breathe to be brought into the body, to actually see it being pumped into the blood and the blood moving around the body. And it is fascinating, because if you work with this, there comes the time when your imagination then is doing a little bit more. You are starting to see this with your spiritual eyes. And so this is extraordinarily important, I do believe, because you can actually see the process of the body moving, of the body working. Also, this concept that we're talking about with the cells changing to crystalline, you will be able to see that also as you work with this. It's exceptionally important at this point in time to be able to have that connection with the physical body, to be able to see within your body, because with that, you learn many things. You learn to watch the process, not only of your physical body going through all of the things like breathing and digesting and the different organs, but to be able then to work with light, to be able to call in the light and to take your consciousness, move it inside of the physical body, direct light, which is the language of God, which is the language of love, to all of the parts of the body. To do this on a regular basis every day, you will then be healing the physical body. You might think, well, I don't really seem to have anything wrong with the physical body right now. But we're talking about generating, regenerating the self on the cellular level to be able to heal the different organs, these cells that have been turned off, this process of cellular life, to be able to heal those cells that have died and to be able to regenerate them. We can work with this. To me, this is one of the most fascinating and mind-bending processes that you can participate in, that you can see the cells change. You can see those parts of the body heal, and you can direct the light on a continuing basis to heal the physical. Now, while we're talking about taking your consciousness and putting it into your body and seeing all of those processes, there's another step that is as equally important, and that is to be able to go into a meditative state. And actually, when you're working with the light and you're healing and regenerating the body, you also do this in a meditative state. And so we're going to discuss that a little bit later after I bring forth this other point. We all have known through reading or else we see this, that around the physical body we have subtle bodies. We have an emotional energy body. We're talking here now about energy bodies. And we have a mental body and we have a spiritual body. You can also see these once you go into a meditative state and you look within the physical and you learn this process. And you can zero in on each one of these subtle bodies. Now, I want to talk first about the emotional body that is next to the physical. Because this is very subtle material, it's not a hard physical solid like, you know, you put your hand on your arm and you're feeling your arm. This is the energy body that is next to the body. And so part of that is spiritual. It is goes beyond the concept of space and time. It is timeless in that sense. So these subtle bodies that we have around the physical body is extremely important to work with this also, because if you believe, as I do, that we have had many lifetimes, we know that we have had times in the past where we have died in a moment of great trauma. And I remember a lot of my past lifetimes, and I remember a lot of those times when I have died very tragically. If you study history, even if you can't remember your past lifetime, you've studied history, and you're certainly aware of the turbulence that has happened over time in many historic episodes. Well, that emotional energy of turmoil and trauma and fear and terror cannot be taken over into the next realm. They are emotions that belong to this realm. And before we can advance, these kinds of emotions must be cleared. Some of you might be aware that when we are reborn, we come into our present lifetime, there is a seed that is released or comes with us in this new body and is released into the blood system. It's part of what we consider our karma, lessons that we have to relearn. But it also carries with it these energetic pieces of what I call stuck energy. The trauma from these past lifetimes where we carried things in the system that wasn't cleared, we've got to clear it now. Now you might say, well, what in the world does that have to do with what is happening now, to be able to look into the body and to see this? Well, once you start learning how to see within the body, you start to see this energetic field. And you will see dark spots that are in this energetic field or gray areas. This is the stuck energy. I know this sounds perhaps unbelievable, but I am telling you it is true because I have worked with it. I see it. I work with others. People who can see into the physical body see this, and it must be cleared. It's just stuck energy. And so we have a couple things to do to revitalize the body, to turn back the aging process, and to clear this stuck energy that we have carried from other lifetimes. And how do you do that? Well, again, it is another function of meditation, to be into this meditative state where the body is completely relaxed. And when you get into that state where you are completely relaxed, you then mentally scan the body, just like when you're in the process of healing the body and you put your consciousness into the body parts, you do the same thing. You are putting your consciousness again, that part that you are, that who you are, that higher essence of yourself. You can start at the head, you can start at the feet, wherever you want to go, but in a meditative state, you just intend that you are going to see inside of this emotional body, which surrounds the physical, and you look for places where you feel an emotion. Sometimes you see it. You see it as a dark spot. When you feel this or see it, you take a moment and you put your consciousness there, and you will feel an emotional response. Could be fear, could be terror, could be hatred, any number of emotions. And you call down the light to that particular place. In the beginning, it might seem fanciful or that it is difficult to do, but once you do this, you start, you do it once, you see it clear. It looks like a cloud of smoke that is leaving. Sometimes it looks like little particles. And you do this every night, and you clear it. A lot of things happen when you start doing this. I do believe, and other writers will tell you this, that illness, disease, is a spiritual issue that has become involved with physical by way of organs, of a particular organ, or a system of organs. And I would like to propose the thought to you that this stuck energy is what is behind disease. If you start to feel symptoms and you do nothing about it, they progress. They start to involve other systems. It is this scanning, this clearing of the body that you are working with. It is another process of healing. If you feel pain somewhere, it's a good idea to do this process. To go into a meditative state and in that particular area, look at it, look to feel emotion, call in the light, release it. Now, the first time that this happens, you will feel a relief. And that same emotion and pain might come back in another place. And you might think to yourself, well, gee, I didn't clear that. Well, it did. It's just there are many lifetimes and there are layers upon layers of this, well, I might say pain, energetic level of energy that is being sucked that you have to release. When I release these things, many times I will see the event in a past lifetime that has caused this. And it is interesting. The more that you work with this, the more intuitive you become and the more you see into the body. I've gotten to the point now, I mean, for me, this process has been going on a continual basis. I think to myself, my goodness, when will this ever end? The fact of the matter is we've had many lifetimes here as a rule. And if you stop and think about all the eons of time that you've been on this planet, all the different lifetimes, you can understand what I'm talking about. You can also get to the point where you can release more than one lifetime. You can release a group of lifetimes. Going back to the spiritual masters, they tell us that this is a gift for us at this particular point in time. What has happened in the past, you see, we have always had to clear this, but we weren't clearing enough. We were accumulating more and more of this drama or trauma from the past. And we come into a new lifetime, and we weren't getting ahead of the job, so to speak. And it is this particular lifetime, because we are ascending, that we are able to clear all of this in one lifetime. And there has been a dispensation given, according to Kuan Yin. And what that dispensation is that we can have others help us clear this past life trauma. It is what we do on our Saturday shows when Charlene is with me. She can work with groups. She is that kind of a healer that can clear the stuck energy in people's energy fields. And so I recommend that those who are hearing the show today call in next Saturday when she is on the show, and she can help you clear some of this stuck energy. You can learn to do it yourself. You can also have a healer assist you. And if you work with a healer currently, you can you know exactly what I'm talking about, because this is something that you're doing on a regular basis. Our phone number here is 877-876-5227. If some of what I have said to you is drawing a question to your mind, or you want to share a story about some of the clearings that you have done, maybe there are people out there right now who are seeing into the body who want to call and give us some of your thoughts as to what is going on. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the different levels. And, you know, this word ascension is an interesting word, because many, I believe, think that something happens one time and the job is done. We think we're going to ascend this lifetime and nothing more is going to happen, that we reach a particular state. Again, I have asked this question of Lord Metatron, Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, You know, what does ascension mean? From your perspective, what does it mean? And it is interesting that I get different answers. Not that they're in conflict with one another, but they're on different levels, different viewpoints. What Lord Metatron tells us is that what we are considering ascension is just the beginning of a long journey. And the end of that journey actually is when we reunite with Source in the center of the cosmos, all there is. You might think ultimate creator, God. That is the final destination of what ascension is. That ending process is our connection of going home, reconnecting with all there is. That is the final aspect of ascension. That is what all of this is leading to. So, Lord Metatron holds the keys of consciousness between all there is and humanity, and so that is the perspective that he gives us. That is his perspective. That is the final stage, the final step of ascension, is to reunite again with God, with all of our experiences that we have passed through. We take that home with us. And it is the reason why we are on this journey, that Earth and the center of the cosmos is too large to be able to do this job themselves. So they sent off little particles of themselves. That is our soul. And they sent us on this journey. And on this journey, we are going through these many passages, and we are experiencing, and we are learning. And then we reunite with Source, with all that we are, all that we have learned, with the complete journey. And that is the end of our journey. Of course, we could start that journey all over again, but it is a very long journey. Now, what has happened here in this moment? Let's talk about Earth for a second. And if we go back to that point in Atlantis when I would say was the very heightened, glorious moment when the souls who came to this planet displayed attributes and abilities that are much greater than what we are displaying now. They were able to take the energy from the crystal, from the red laser-like crystals, the high priest sent to take this energy, and people were able to work with it and to manifest what was in their hearts and minds, to manifest hard objects, to create, like flowers, for instance, on a very basic level. And we can't do that now. We in Atlantis, you probably have heard stories from individuals like Edgar Casey, for instance, who talked a lot about Atlantis. The temple, beautiful, how every 5 years the body was regenerated. What they did, one of the things that they did in the temple, beautiful, was exactly what I am discussing now with the energy body, the subtle energy body, improper thinking, for instance. We are a product of our thoughts, and negative thinking collected there in that field around the body. And so people would go and regenerate or clear that field. That was part of the work that they did. And you see, they did that on a regular basis every 5 years before organs could be involved. And so if we are not doing that, organs become involved in what we call disease, which disease, according to that process, is based upon emotion. You hear some of the people speak of that, emotions such as hatred and fear can cause the breakdown of bodily function, bodily organs, and it is based on the fact that this is held within that energy body. So in Atlantis, if we go back to those early glory days, there were processes and abilities that were displayed that we are not displaying now, and it is because there was a fall in consciousness. That fall was part of a lower vibratory rate, that fall into dense particles where we are now. And so the first rung of ascension, according to Sask, is to bring our physical body up to that point, the early days in Atlantis before the fall, before the drop of consciousness into the dense particles that we are experiencing today. So that would be the first rung. And that is a very big step. I have discussed this before, where I fall into a lifetime in Atlantis in those beautiful days of heightened abilities. It was extraordinary. There was so much light in the cells of our bodies before this fall in consciousness to where we are now. The light shone forth from the body. You could see the light coming through the clothes that people wore. I'll never forget it. It was a most glorious vision to see myself in the past, to see others there at that time, how the body glowed in light. It was working on a much higher vibratory level. The cells were not compacted like they are now. And this is what has happened in this dense level of particles that we are living in. There is not enough, as much room between the cells as it was then, that we have lost some of these abilities. And this, my friends, is a most remarkable step that we are going to be taking. The cells, crystalline, that can capture the light, that can reflect the light, that can live on a line of experience, that we can manifest with thought. Do you see why it is so important to love, to be able to step beyond that level of experience, to become part of the ascension process? Because if we can manifest what we are thinking, we must be totally aligned with love. It is what happened in Atlantis. It is why the consciousness fell. It is why this very dense layer of particles right now, it is why the dark is able to be here assailing us. And it is where we need to go. We need to advance to that step, to move away from the dark and to start to remember. My friends, I'm not telling you something that I read in a book. I am telling you something that I have seen, that I have experienced, that I have gone back to the past to see. That moment, we had a connection with our God. We had an energetic connection because we were on a higher level of experience, that we could feel our Creator's love, that we could give our Creator a love on such a level that we could feel this things that we could hear conversation going on between the two of us, ultimate creator. It is where we are going, my friends. It is so beautiful. Mother Mary said something so extraordinary recently, and she talked about thought. And what she said was how our thoughts become integrated into our bodies. That's quite a momentous idea to consider. If we love, that thought becomes integrated into who and what we are. If we hate, that thought becomes integrated into our physical. It lowers our vibratory rate. And she said, watch your thoughts. Watch your words. They become part of the physical. They integrate with who and what we are. Be kind. Be loving. Let us be on that path before the negative snuck into who we were as humans. To be able to see the light shining forth from a body is not something to forget. It is where we are going. Where we are. Let us heed Mother Mary's words. Let us monitor our thoughts. May they be always in love. Let us work on viewing our own physical body, clearing all negativity from the past so it doesn't hold us back. Being able to see the cells as they turn crystalline, taking the light, working with it throughout the body to heal our organs, to regenerate the aging process on a cellular level, to replace those cells that have died. What we will do next week is talk about the process of regenerating our aging bodies. Advice that Yeshua has given to us as to what you do to reverse the aging in the body. There is a beautiful process that he gave to us that we will discuss next week. So, we've given you a lot of information today, my friends. And let's take Mother Mary's advice. Let us watch our thoughts. Let us watch our desires. Let us, to the best of our ability, think only thoughts of love, knowing that if we think these things, they can become part of our body, understanding that it is in these recent eclipses where this great energy has come to us through the cosmos, and that energy is a new energy. It is supporting the ways of love. The old ways of domination and control are not going to be supported. And my friends, we are starting to see this now in the area of the economy. It is very hard for many of you out there, but this corporate concept of controlling all that they can get their hands on, you can see that knot of control is slowly being unwound And it is because they are not in love. Greed and control are not going to be supported any longer. The new focus is going to be on love. And in that, we will be regenerating our physical bodies. We will be on the stepping stones of retrieving what we had in the past, what is our God-given right to reflect God's ability to create beautiful things in our lives, to create harmony, to create cooperation among all of those that we know and love. Imagine what the world of the future will be like when those of like minds join together. Care for one another, to love one another, to be of assistance to one another, not to be in fear. Oh. That is what is on the doorstep. It is fighting. This, my friends, is the time when we have so many challenges. But along with those challenges, it is sifting out the old. And it is setting up the platform for what is in our future. There was a time when that future was far away, but it is not any longer. It is close to us. It is so close to us that it is written in the cells of our body. This is our heritage. If you have gotten to the point where you can remember your lifetimes, if you have gotten to the point where you have reinstated those lifelines where you can connect with Source again, where you can send your love and feel Source's love, I bless you, my friend, and say that is a job well done. If you haven't gotten to that point yet, let me give you a word of encouragement. It is not far away that you can do these things. We are all ascending to that point of love, that point of God's love, that point of oneness, where we will all be joined in that fellowship, that ring of love. It'll be the most glorious time for Earth and you. And so, my friends, I say to you, I love you. This is Carolyn Evers. I will be again with you next Saturday with Sherlene. Tune in, same time, same station. Tune in to me next Sunday. We will continue this chat. We will walk along the path towards ascension. And a closing thought, if you haven't seen the new website, www.the2012countdown.com, do go, look it over. You will not be sorry that you did this until next week, my friends, where we come again to touch one another. Carolyn Evers, goodbye for now.